the institution of Western medicine has just proven that it has always been a scam. There's never been any real credibility to Western medicine. They've never been based on evidence. They've never been based on what works for patients. They've never even been based on reality. It's always been fiction. You know, from the antidepressant drugs and the psychiatric drugs and the statin drugs, on and on. It's always been fiction. And the way we know that now, well, two important ways. Number one, ivermectin. When it came to ivermectin, which we now know, thanks to a new study out of Peru, could have saved 3 out of 4 lives from COVID. 3 out of 4, well, 74%. This was a safe drug. Over 50 billion doses of this drug, which of course has been off patent for decades, over 50 billion doses have been given worldwide. It's a Nobel Prize winning drug. It was safe, it worked, it saved lives. And yet, the institution of Western medicine went out of their way to reject it, to restrict it, and to even disparage it. They defamed a molecule. They went out of the way to defame ivermectin, and they threatened doctors, and they yanked the licenses of doctors who prescribed ivermectin to save lives. So when faced with what the Western medical system described as the worst pandemic in the history of the known world, they went out of their way to suppress the most miraculous medicine that could have saved lives and prevented that pandemic from causing so much havoc around the world. In other words, at the most important moment when Western medicine should have stuck to its principles and helped halt the pandemic and helped save lives, instead they did exactly the opposite thing. They suppressed ivermectin, they pushed vaccines that killed people, and they murdered people in the hospitals. So that's just one way. Now the second way we know that Western medicine has always been a fraud is that they've now embraced delusional biology. They are now chromosome deniers, you could say, because they are pushing the transgenderism cult and the trans mutilations of children. This is being pushed by the AMA, Western hospitals, surgeons, and state licensing boards, the medical boards, are pushing the mutilation of children. And the belief, this delusional belief in, you know, made up biology. So once again, when it comes down to whether Western medicine is going to be driven by facts and evidence and reality, you know, real biology, they decided to go with delusions. Because, of course, that's the whole point here. Western medicine has never been legitimate. It has always been rooted in fraud. It was never about evidence. It was never about reality. It was always about pushing the agenda of the day, which for many years was pushing the profits of big pharma. But now the agenda has transformed into a cultural, ritualistic medical sacrifice of children and the promotion of global depopulation. And this is actually an amazing thing to watch because it means that Western medicine is at some point going to go down in history as a scourge upon humanity. And all those who push the pharmaceuticals and push the vaccines and push the reductionism and the materialism of Western medicine, they will ultimately be outed as irrational, lunatic, cult followers, evil people, child molesters and mutilators, and murderers with abortion. These are bad people who are pushing Western medicine. And of course, it all started with Rockefellers, by the way, the globalists. This has been a globalist agenda for over 100 years. And the FDA has been behind this, of course, since 1906, pushing all of this in order to, of course, ultimately get to the point where they could help destroy humanity, which is where we are right now. So understand, Western medicine has always been about disconnecting people from their humanity and from the natural medicines that have long been available in the world around us, that indigenous cultures have used to treat conditions, to prevent conditions, to cure conditions, for as long as there's ever been recorded history. And it's notable that right now, by the way, YouTube has just announced a new policy where if you contradict anything stated by the WHO, you will be banned from YouTube. So now they have concentrated the power of the lie. The medical narrative will be set and controlled by the World Health Organization, the WHO, which is all about depopulation and mass murder. And they're pushing vaccines, and they're pushing infertility drugs, and they're pushing, you know, statins and all the things that are killing people. But they will now dictate policy on YouTube. So YouTube will no longer, and I predicted this was coming. I predicted this over 5 years ago. I said, there's a day coming where you won't be able to discuss nutrition on YouTube. It's here. YouTube is now going to start banning articles about nutrition, superfoods, herbs, traditional Chinese medicine, mind-body medicine, anything that contradicts the World Health Organization, which, of course, panders to the globalists and their depopulation agenda and big pharma and, you know, vaccines and so on. But anything that contradicts the WHO is going to be removed from YouTube. Think about that. Yet at the same time, if you go on YouTube and you say a man can become a woman, that won't be removed. If you say a man can get pregnant, a man can have a child, that won't be removed at all, even though that's a lie. Or if you say gender is just a choice, that anybody can change their gender by wishing, oh, that won't be removed. Because the WHO, of course, has sold its soul and jumped in with the trans lunatics. So YouTube will disallow any truth related to health, and they will only allow lies, lies that conform to the lies of the globalists, lies that are designed to exterminate humankind. So you can go on YouTube and you can say crazy, insane things like carbon dioxide is a poison that kills plants. Even though, of course, it's necessary for photosynthesis. Plants would die without CO2. But if you go on YouTube and you say CO2 kills plants, you won't be banned. You'll probably be promoted. Because they'll say, oh yeah, that's a really great message that we have to get rid of CO2 in order to green the planet, even though the truth is exactly the opposite of that. But if you say CO2 is a blessing to our world, and that as CO2 levels are rising, food crops are producing more food, which is a scientific fact, you will be banned. So YouTube should maybe be called UntrueTube. Everything there, or maybe LieTube, everything there that they allow from here forward is going to be a lie. And there are many people out there who continue to use YouTube. And they self-censor, and they try to, you know, try to suppress their voice and speak in code words and everything, because they think that they can somehow survive on YouTube if they just don't say certain words. And so they have been reluctant to move over to alternative media, alternative video platforms, you know, like Brighton or Rumble or BitChute or what have you, because they think that they can still get by on YouTube. Well, those days are coming to an end, folks. If you're on YouTube saying anything that's true in the world of health, medicine, food, nutrition, and elections, and coming up soon, finance and money, you're going to be banned. You're going to be scrubbed. And you should have been spending this time building your audience on the free speech platforms that will not ban you. But for whatever reason, people wanted to stay on YouTube, even knowing that that was the home base of the Satanists and the evil enemies of humanity, which I never understood that. But, you know, when humanity is destroyed, you know, part of it comes down to the fact that people didn't shift to free speech platforms when they had the chance. They just didn't. YouTube was more convenient. YouTube had more reach. YouTube had better views. Well, not better views, but just higher view numbers, but lower quality viewership, by the way. And so people just didn't shift. And then they will be silenced, and they'll have no audiences on the other platforms. They'll have to start from zero. So bad decision on the part of many, many people. You notice I never censor myself. You're not going to find any video out there where I'm trying to speak in code words and not say the word vaccine or not say the word transgenderism or not call out the climate cultists. I say it like it is. I'm not afraid to speak the truth, and I'm not playing along with the censors on the censorship platforms. And if only more people stood up and had the same courage that people like myself and others are demonstrating, like Alex Jones, he's not going to censor himself. He tells the truth. You know, lots of us, perhaps you, we tell the truth. If more of humanity stood up and joined us and told the truth, then we could turn this thing around very quickly. But it's because people are meek. It's because they're afraid and they cower and they self-censor. You know what? Shame on you. You shouldn't self-censor. You should speak the truth loudly and clearly and repeatedly. And if they kick you off that platform, then you go to a different platform. You find a better platform where you can speak the truth without being censored. That's the way that we get through this. And I just want to encourage you, think about that. Do not participate in self-censorship. Tell the truth. Tell the truth about medicine, about food, about transgenderism, about the climate cult, about the depopulation agenda. Tell the truth loudly, firmly, confidently, and keep repeating it. And go to whatever platforms will support that truth, and don't look back. So what? You've been banned from YouTube. I've been banned from YouTube for, what, 6-7 years now? And my audience is still going strong. Because people will seek you out if you speak the truth. And telling the truth is the greatest act of resistance against tyranny in an era of lies. So think about that. Tell the truth and grow your own food. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also the founder of brighteon.com.